Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hey everyone, it's your friendly neighborhood podcast host and published author, Matt Bellassai. As you might know, I'm currently on tour for my book, and you should absolutely come see me. Tickets are at everythingisawfulbook.com. But that means that this week I wasn't in the studio, but we did have our very first live episode of Unhappy Hour, which we're bringing to you right now as a very special episode. This is our live show. We recorded it at the Green Space in New York earlier this week. It was so much fun. We drank wine provided by Wink. We laughed. We cried. Someone jizzed their pants. That was me. So stick around for all of that fun stuff from our live show. Here is me.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor and a privilege to introduce to you the brilliant, the beautiful, the gingeriest queen, the novelist, the infamous podcast host, and the internet's foremost drunk, Matt Bellassai.
Everything is awful. Everything is cold and fucked up and bleak. Everything is awful. And it's every goddamn week. We'll all die in a nuclear war with North Korea. The whole world feels like one big shit-filled IKEA that sells gonorrhea. We're all living in a fucking world of misery. Everything is awful. Everything is cold and gross and shitty. Everything is awful. Every goddamn week. But at least you have me. So let's get unhappy. Thank you! Welcome to Unhappy Hour Live, everybody! This is the show where we bitch about all the things we love to hate every single week, and this week we are live from the Green Space in New York City. Give it up! I'm your host, Matt Bellassai. Welcome to the stage, my co-producer, Barry Finkel! Surprisingly, she does not have a face for radio.
Oh my god, thank you so much, Matt. That's so sweet.
Shut up, Barry! This is my show!
That's fair.
We also in the audience have my producer, Josh Gwynn. He's over there. Oh. On the keys, we have Julian Villard.
Look at him go.
Thank you for everybody for coming tonight. Thank you to everybody who's watching the live stream wherever you are. We have so much fun. We have a crazy show.
It's truly insane.
Truly insane. What do we have, Barry?
I don't know. You tell me. You're the host.
These wonderful cars.
I made them, and they're beautiful.
Let's see. First on the show tonight, we have Tracy Clayton and Heaven Nagatu from Another World. We have Duran Toronto from Food for Thought. Give it up for him. They'll be joining us for a dating game, the prize of which is my virginity, actually. My face virginity. What else do we have? We have a game of Bad Thing Bingo, Teens Edition.
Yeah.
We're all gonna play a game of bingo. It's gonna be so much fun, and we have incredible, tremendous prizes. Then you're gonna hear a reading from me from my brand new book. Yeah, because I wrote a goddamn book!
Yeah!
Everything you saw, but another observations out now everywhere. Is everyone ready?
Yeah!
Let's do it! Let's go! Let's get on with the show!
Yeah!
Thank you guys so much for coming. I'm so, so excited. I love doing on Happy Hour. I think Barry loves it too.
It's all right.
I love all of you for coming at 6 p.m. for a true unhappy hour. I think it's truly unhappy right now. If you listen to our show, you know that we love complaining. That's what our show is about. If you don't listen, fuck you. Subscribe online. You can subscribe. We're on podcast places.
All the podcasts.
You know where to find podcasts, right? So let's see, what are we gonna start off with? Oh yeah, we're gonna kick off the show by asking our favorite question. What is one thing that you hate this week?
This week?
Yeah, what is the worst thing that happened to you this week, Barry?
The worst thing that happened to me this week actually happened last night in my dream. You ready for this?
Yeah, it's a great start.
Yeah. In my dream last night, I had a baby, and then that baby killed a kitten, and I'm not even kidding, that happened. And then I woke up and I was like, I gotta Google this. I gotta Google what this means. And I Googled it, and apparently a demon baby, which is what I'm considering a small child who kills a kitten, it means that you like are anticipating something, you're nervous about a project and it not going well, and here we are.
Here we are.
This is it. What about you?
Every child is a demon child, by the way, so it's not just you. Mine is also a dream, I guess. I've been having dreams recently where I'm shitting in public. There's a toilet there. I'm not just shitting in, like, the street. But it's the first time I've ever Googled what a dream meant, and apparently it means that you feel weird about being exposed in public, which is a great sign for the next 2 months for me. So I'm going on fucking tour.
I wrote a book, a memoir.
Yeah, no, it's why I'm totally not sweaty right now. That's why.
Because
I'm so comfortable in public. that's the worst moments of our weeks. I hope you all had equally shitty weeks.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have a little cue that you're gonna hear throughout the show.
Next.
When you hear that cue, you know what to
next.
Do. What? You're gonna drink. Oh, we have to
red or white.
Wine.
Red or white.
I'm gonna do red.
I'm gonna do white wine.
By the way, thank you to Wink.
Oh, Wink.
Wink
Look
gave
at
us
that.
Our wine today.
Oh, so good.
So we're gonna do a nice heavy pour. Yeah. So can we hear that cue?
Next.
That's when you know to drink. If you're watching at home, you can play along.
Totally.
Just pull over and park until the morning, I'd say.
It's going to be a long night.
It is going to be a long night. Let's see. We're going to move into Bad Thing Bingo.
We are.
I hope everyone's excited for bingo.
No. You know what? We're not going to do bingo first.
What
Screw
are we doing
it.
First?
We're going to do the dating game
we
first.
We are going to do the dating game first.
Yeah.
Let's just drink for a sec.
All right.
All right, welcome everyone to our very own dating game where we're gonna determine which of the three panelists is the most eligible bachelor or bachelorette, not to actually date me, just, you know, in general, which one is most, you know, eligible, maybe to date me, we'll see how it goes. Our guests today are three amazing human beings. First up, Get ready to welcome to the stage, Heaven Nagatu. Heaven is 25 years old. She can bench press 600 pounds, and she enjoys waiting until Panera Bread closes so that she can take the leftovers from the dumpster out back.
Drag me, yes.
Next, we have Tracy Clayton. Tracy is 69 years old. She has 7 cats named after each of Snow White's dwarves, and she sleeps with one eye open because every night her dreams come to life.
Stay woke!
And finally, we have the lovely Fran Torado! Fran is 13 years old, is an avid collector of precious moments figurines, and was the first child ever to brave the snowy thickets of the Peppermint Forest.
Ooh.
Thank you for joining us. Give it up for our three lovely contestants.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. Welcome to Unhappy Hour. Welcome to the dating game.
No.
We're going to start off to get to know you. What is one thing your parents would warn me about you? Do you want to start, Tracy? You look like you had a spark.
Well, I mean, this is supposed to be not therapy, so I have to figure out which.
Nobody said that. I'm a licensed therapist.
My mama would say that I'm too sensitive, which is not even true. It's not even fair because she knows how I am and she still picks at me all the time. It's not a fair question and I don't want to talk about it.
Okay, don't bring up Tracy's parents. Fran?
Thinking a lot about this, but I think that they would probably say, beware, he always gets what he wants.
Ooh.
Interpret that how you will.
Ooh.
I like that.
Shit.
My mom would never say nothing cool like that about me.
Same.
She's too sensitive. Aww.
I feel like my parents would say, like, we named her wrong.
Oh my God.
Explain.
My name is Heaven.
Yeah.
I am hell.
I will say, as a friend of yours, I am exhausted by explaining your name to people. You have to live with it every day. So
you
I understand
might,
that.
Might, I do.
They would warn me about your name. I like that.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it
Thank
makes
you.
Sense.
Like one true regret with this one.
Okay, let's get into some fun questions. If you wrote a tell-all erotic memoir like I did, what would you call it? What would its title be?
A series of unfortunate events.
Yes, good.
Nailed it.
I think mine would be called The Ballad of Nefertiti.
Ooh.
Nefertiti is my stripper name. So.
Yeah.
It's about this.
I would look at that cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would read the back.
Oh. Take me to dinner first, Matthew.
Shit. Yeah. I can't beat Nefertiti.
No pressure.
I mean, you know, no pressure.
Y'all got something better than Nefertiti.
Heaven's Gate.
Ooh. Thank you. Yes, I'll allow it.
I write
I'm
a lot of erotic memoirs.
Yeah.
Next.
I'm so tickled by that noise.
It's yes. Horrible. I hope you all have nightmares of that tonight. Oh God, your trombone. What noise do you make when someone blows you?
I thought this was a family show.
It's not. Although my mom is probably watching if she figured out how to open Facebook.
Wow.
How many noises do they make?
It's what noise do you make was the question.
Oh, I see.
You're your own trombone.
Drag me.
I think my trombone sounds like that, you know, the little mouse from Looney Tunes that was sick very recently. And so the mouse goes,
what?
I've been sick. I think that's the
one. I don't get the reference at all, but I love it.
No, from like old school Looney Tunes.
Right,
there was
right.
always a little baby mouse, and he was always sick. Am I on drugs right now, or are y'all on drugs right now? I don't know. Never mind.
Fran, do you make a noise?
I can't think of anything at the moment. I've been told I sound like a girl. But I always, I was like, yeah, correct. Like, so it's, I don't know, just what I've been told.
Right. Okay.
I go boingo hotspot.
Perfect. I love all three of those sounds. If you can make whoopee in any fast food restaurant bathroom, which fast food restaurant bathroom would you choose?
Whataburger. Sorry.
Wow. Strong feeling. Someone has either thought about this a lot or done it recently.
I've just been thinking.
I feel like as any fan and child of the 90s familiar with Digital Underground who once got busy in a Burger King bathroom.
Okay.
I pick Burger King.
Okay. That's
yeah.
a solid answer.
Yeah.
Shout out to hip hop. Y'all ain't fans. It's cool.
Wow, Tracy. Y'all ain't real. I'm going to go with a Denny's.
Whoa.
Grand slam.
Okay, first of all, yeah. don't yuck my yum. As no, the children say.
I mean, there was a wrong answer, and
wow.
it was Denny's.
No, the wrong answer is Arby's.
That is true.
Yeah.
That's
They're good for
true.
A curly fry and nothing else. Where do you get
yeah, but
fast
someone,
food curly fries? Exactly.
Someone brings you their curly fry. That's what you want in a
Why
good
is it curly?
Penis. The correct answer was Jack in the Box. If you can describe your butthole using only a Disney movie song, what song would it be?
A Whole New World.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the only one anyone knows.
That's why I said it real fast. Y'all
theme from
like
Fantasia.
The first thing that came to mind was The Circle of Life.
Nasimania. Yeah, beautiful.
Can I say Lion King 2 soundtrack?
Oh, deep cut, deep
Just
cut.
Just the whole thing.
The entirety of it.
Deception. Disgrace.
Why is it a disgrace? Do I want to know?
Poopy things.
Sure.
Sure. Poopy things.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. And because you've had a meerkat up there.
Lion King 2.
Lion King 2 reference. You're a Muppet. Whose arm do you want up your ass? Sorry to everybody who expected a PG-rated show. You're not getting it.
This week?
Next.
Wow, this is an uncomfortable question.
Right, because it's for practical reasons.
Yeah,
they're
yeah.
They're operating your mouth.
Right.
Through the back.
Through the circle of life.
Yeah.
Call back. Yes, we
back. Call back to 2 seconds.
It's if it doesn't come to you right away, it's not
you
coming.
Ain't real.
Yeah, no. The right answer is Mr. Rogers.
Oh, you didn't say living or dead. That opens up.
Oh, yeah, they could be dead.
Oh. Well, the clear answer...
Oh, they can be dead. Oh.
That opens it up.
Well.
The other question I have is what? Whose ghost would you fuck if you had to fuck a ghost?
Oh.
But, like, they're still a ghost. They're not... They don't come back to life.
So you're still ghost fucking.
Right. It's not like Casper comes back for like an hour. But that happened, right? And they were like 13 years old.
My answer feels wrong.
That means
Is
it's
it Martin
right.
Luther King Jr.?
It's not, but you're
Is
not
it Malcolm
far.
X? I heard stories.
Good answer. Thank you.
Yes, family.
But like Malcolm X, once he grew out the beard mm-hmm. and was wearing the glass, y'all know. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I feel so seen and safe right now.
So
how
you
did you know
Malcolm X's ghost?
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to.
I mean, it doesn't even have to be for the revolution.
You know?
Just for Matt's show.
That was it? Okay, fine. Or Fran, did you have an answer?
Freddie Mercury of Queen.
Yeah.
We both got mustaches. You know, we have a lot in common.
No. Just immediately.
Gay mustaches.
I think you'd hit it off right away. How would you murder me?
I feel like you talk a lot. So it would have
That's
to be
just an insult. That's not a murder.
It would have to be a mouth situation, is what I'm saying. I'd be like, shut it down, Matt.
That's a deep cut. You've been thinking about that.
I have.
I would probably poison you at a dinner party.
Right.
Only so that it could be like after you took the drink, ha ha, you're poisoned.
Yeah.
Like I'd stand up like all dramatic in my gown.
Right, you know? Right.
Yes.
But I would hit you with a cutting insult before I died. Like, it was me who killed your son.
Cutting insults? I murdered your family.
Game of Thrones reference, I don't think.
I don't watch y'all little dragon show.
Spoiler alert.
Wow. I don't know.
You don't know, there's like 1,000 fucking characters in that show. It could be anyone. Yeah.
Wait, I didn't kill you yet.
Yeah.
I would probably do something that's way too complicated and really expensive because I make bad decisions typically. So I would like import like a rare like hopping tarantula bat spider and like plant it in your green room so that it just jumps out and then everybody's like, oh my God, nobody knows how this spider got here. And I'm like, muha-ha-ha-ha-ha. But then I file for bankruptcy because those spiders are expensive.
Yeah.
So jokes right. Kind of on me.
Especially if you're importing it internationally.
I know, right? Especially yeah. With Trump and all the time, yeah. You know?
Your body is a taco and you can only be filled with one ingredient. Mm. What ingredient do you choose?
Rice.
Oh, interesting.
Rice is so good. I feel like we don't appreciate rice enough. Y'all are not appreciating it.
Do you put rice in a taco?
I agree that.
No.
Putting rice...
I mean, well, yeah.
As a Mexican, putting rice in tacos and burritos is a travesty. I don't agree with it. On a
fundamental level.
Take it up with Chipotle.
It's not categorically a taco to you?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Interesting.
Anyways, I would say carnitas.
Ooh.
Mm. Mm.
Did you get that little flair?
Yeah.
Carnitas.
I'm black, so chicken. If you laughed, you were racist.
Yeah,
shame.
I was gonna say I can't laugh
shame
at that.
See, he knows not to laugh at shit like that.
That's because Matt's our White History Month correspondent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
taught him well.
A White History correspondent for Heaven and Tracy. Just following off that, if you could fuck as an animal, what animal would you fuck as?
Wait, what?
Are you asking
are you
me what
humans as an animal?
Kind of animal I would be?
Listen, I was a little bit fucked up when I wrote these questions.
Fuck as an animal?
Yeah.
Okay. Oddly enough, I think I get it, which worries me.
Yeah, but you think about it.
So,
if you don't get the question, you're not drunk enough.
So first. I was like, you're just asking me what kind of animal I would want to be, but I don't think that's the actual question here. The question is, you have to consider the type of sex these animals have.
Yeah.
What sort of animal sex would you want to have with
that is
the animal as the same animal, though? So you're not like a human.
No.
But
the
it's
answer,
not an interspecies situation.
No, because that would be weird.
It's not, but in answering the question, you are admitting to it, which is what I'm getting at. You have to admit to bestiality live on this stage. I mean, okay, so sample answers.
What's my safe word?
Hamster. Cougar.
What?
A rhinoceros. I mean, some animals,
huge dicks. You're just naming animals. I don't feel like you're... Okay, wait. No.
I'm curious about how whales manage to do it.
Yeah, see,
and
that's
I do
fun.
Love
Tracy,
whales.
You be knowing about stuff.
You're not saying you want to fuck a whale. You're just saying,
right.
I'm yeah. intrigued by whales fucking.
Exactly. I'm so glad my sister's in the audience.
I'm so glad Matt's mom is watching on the live stream.
She probably. She I'm going to have Facebook like four right. texts after this that are all just like, "What? It, where do I get Facebook?
I spent way too much time one night Googling various animal penises.
Okay, so you're very informed.
Sure, yeah. I can tell you what animal I do not want to have sex as.
Okay.
Twist. Plot twist. Ducks. Aren't they the ones that are like corkscrew?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
That does not sound. See somebody else? Somebody else knows. I see you. That does not sound
are y'all
like it
duck
is fun.
Like, why do you know so or... much about ducks?
I mean, who can say?
But who knows? Maybe that's amazing. You ever try opening a wine bottle?
Yeah.
It's hard, but...
No, I want to hear you finish this sentence. It's hard, but what?
When you pull it off, the payoff is amazing.
Next!
That wasn't worth the journey that joke took.
But the journey we did go on.
If you could nurse from any man's nipples... Whose nipples would you
Tom
nurse
Cruise.
From?
Oh.
Tom Cruise?
No, Tom Hanks.
I was going to say.
I am sorry.
Two very different gentlemen.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks, of course. He's just so fatherly, and he would just keep me safe and enveloped close to his bosom.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. I also don't doubt that his breasts produce milk. I think Tom Hanks is that maternal.
Yeah. Also, I bet he has great nipples. I'm sorry. We need to talk about his nipples really quick. I bet he has great nipples.
Thank you for...
That's all. I'm done.
Along with that logic, I feel like The Rock. Because he has great... He's got great boobs.
Yes. Yeah, he does have he's great got, boobs.
He
yeah.
does have great boobs.
Very, very full. Yeah.
Like, firm. They look very firm.
I feel
firm.
Like Terry Crews would have some fun.
Oh.
Giving you, like, maybe a different, like, pressure stream.
I don't like it.
Now we're getting into the mechanics of breastfeeding. The right answer was me. And you all these breasts will feed no one. A name drop for a second. I don't do this all the time. I went to school with Tom Hanks' son, the
oh,
one that
no.
raps.
Oh, we don't speak of him.
Yeah.
We don't speak of him.
Shout That's someone who should have been breastfed longer.
We don't
and
acknowledge.
Wasn't. He, do you remember that song that was like...
Nope. Sure don't. Repress
it. It was Black and Yellow, right? Black and Yellow.
Oh.
I went to Northwestern and he did a song that was white and purple, white
no.
and purple. And it was like...
Oh,
it was
God.
A hit. It was a hit. In Evanston, Illinois. Yeah. Shut up. Number one on the charts in Evanston.
Yo, that's so unfortunate that he has a white rapper son.
Yeah.
I would just like to thank you for respecting my family's privacy.
Yeah, I will. I will. Thanks. I would. That's the last time I'll bring him up. Final question. What is your PIN number?
3.
Okay, great.
8, 7, 5,
everyone go. All right, congratulations to all of you. You're
Yay.
All winners in my book. Give it up for our contestants. Since you're all winners, your prize is that you get to stay on stage for our next segment, which is, we have a little deep dive for you. Fans of Unhappy Hour will know, deep dive. We're going to be diving deep into the disgusting secret life of the American teenager.
Oh.
But first, we have a quick commercial break. I'd like to propose a toast to Wink. That's Wink with a C, the world's first and only personalized wine club. Let me tell you just how satisfying it is to use Wink.
okay? You're sitting on your luxurious velvet couch draped in your finest cashmere robe. You're thirsty, so you reach over to your gold-plated bar cart and grab a smooth bottle provided by Wink. You crank it open, the scent of fermented grapes linger. Memories of ordering this wine online waft to your nostrils. How easy it was, how delicious it is. At this very live show you are listening to now, we were all this person, drinking Wink wine, happy. Plus, Wink has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, so we never pay for a bottle we don't like. And did you know you can join for free? You can skip any month and cancel any time. And right now, Wink is offering listeners $20 off your first order when you go to trywink.com/unhappy. They'll even cover the cost of shipping. That's TryWink, spelled TryWinc.com/unhappy to get $20 off your first order right now, plus complimentary shipping. TryWinc.com/unhappy. Cheers.
Yeah, this is our deep dive song.
Oh. Dun,
dun, dun. Oh, wait. Technical difficulties.
Boners. Crusty sheets. Pubescent teens. Deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive, deep dive. Deep dive.
Okay, I'm glad we got through that.
Oh my God.
Thank you, thank you. So in my book, which will be a New York Times bestseller or I'll drown myself, so get the bathtub ready. You know, we'll see, no promises. Many of the stories are set in that special time of life where I was in the middle of some shit called puberty, right? You know, we've all been there. And tonight, we're going to play an Unhappy Hour fave Bad Thing Bingo. The only Bad Thing Bingo veteran, Fran Torrado, who's here on the stage.
Hi.
And so it's just like bingo, but it's funnier and with fewer wrinkly dicks and saggy tits. Which is not true because I'm on stage. Listen, I go to bingo every time I'm in Chicago, and my grandma fucking won $10,000 at bingo once. That's a true story.
Go off, grandma.
Shut the fuck up. For real?
Yeah, she almost died. Because she was so shocked. Anyway, don't rob my grandma. But here's the fun thing. It's not just up here on stage because you get to play too. Allow me my Oprah moment. Everybody look under your chairs.
Yay!
Because you get a bingo card. You get a bingo card. You all get a bingo card. I don't think you guys. Oh, you get a bingo card. You get a bingo card. Look under. You have to bet. Oh, it's on the table. It's on the table. Okay, let's play. Everybody, take a moment. You get a colored pencil. You get a bingo card.
Heaven needs a thing.
It's right here on the table. God damn it, Heaven. All right, are we ready?
Next.
Good.
Next.
All right, let's get ready. Everybody, are you in position? I think they're only numbered 1 through 40. You'll figure it out. We fucking printed these off of a free website, so deal with it. So the topic for Bad Thing Bingo is bad things that teens do. We all know, we all have been there. Let's get started. Are we ready? I have a legit bingo thing, by the way.
Yes, this shit is legit. It looks artisanal.
One fell in the thing.
This is stressful. I feel like we need some.
19, mark your things. 19 is teen thing. Trying out for cheerleading team and being told debate was a better fit. Like a fucking nerd. Listen, it happens to all of us. We can't all get what we want. Sometimes you're too thick for the cheerleading uniform. And we don't make pants.
Oh,
time, no one's gonna get Bingo. Oh my God.
That's just a free one. Thanks, Barry. 9, transitioning from tidy whities to boxers. Ooh. Because of toxic masculinity. Even though tidy whities are ergonomically more practical. Let's be real.
At what age does that happen for boys?
I'm so curious about this transition.
It's the age at which your dick gets bigger.
Yeah. So,
redacted. Like 3.
Okay. A healthy 3.
That was 9. Me too. The goth phase. We've all been there, right?
No, oh my we God. Have not.
Listen, we've all put.
You didn't have an emo phase?
Girl, I'm black.
Same.
But on Bumch.
You've read never shopped at Hot Topic before?
No.
Listen, there's one of two people in the world, the people who shop at Hot Topic and the people who awkwardly stand there when their brother is getting something at Hot Topic. Clearly uncomfortable because there's too much blood on all of the items. That was B2. You mark it with, oh my God, okay. Sorry, I should have explained Bingo. When I call a number, you mark it on your thing.
Uh-huh.
If you get 5 in a row,
oh, right.
Bingo. And then we have prizes, by the way. So you have to shout it out.
Okay.
Ignore the letters.
That's the part that was throwing me off.
It's just mark the fucking number, okay? B3, I promise these aren't in order. Telling you they don't usually listen to oldies when you blast Beyonce's Crazy in Love.
Stop it. Stop it.
Ow.
Grounds for murder.
Yeah.
That's excusable. It's an institution.
Has any teen made you feel very old?
About Beyonce?
Just in general.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been screamed at by almost every teenager on the internet.
Oh, this is man.
True. They hate me. But I hate them. It's fine. It's fine.
It's because they're rude and they don't have any respect for anything.
Right. No, they don't.
It's not your fault.
Not their elders. Okay, let's...
Not Beyonce. Nothing.
Oh, Barry will get it. 37. Trying to MacGyver an apple into a bowl for your shitty weed.
I feel like this was like a white teen thing.
I'm almost positive Barry wrote that one.
Wow. Know your people.
Let's keep going.
Next.
Oh, drink.
Oh, I forgot him.
69.
Ew. Nice.
Going to Applebee's before having sex in your car.
Oh. Too real, Matt. Too real.
That was a hot date. That was a hot date.
The family bar and grill.
Come on. No. You fucked me in a car after Applebee's? Are you kidding me?
More like bar and... Phil. I'm sorry. I didn't have a joke when I started, but I was in the middle of it. I had to, you know.
By the way, have you seen Applebee's has menus, and on the front, I swear to God, it looks like 2 fleshlights. If you don't, look it up. I swear to God, look it up. I wish I had a picture to show you right now. We'll pull it up later. I swear to God. 29. Always getting my order wrong at various fast food establishments because they choose to. They choose to be bad at their jobs. Listen, just punch in the fucking number, okay? For my item. 38. Aeropostale.
Aeropostale.
Listen, I'm from Chicago, okay? We say everything weird.
In Louisville, it's Aeropostale.
16! The gender depression of prom king and prom queen. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's fucked up. I wanted to be prom queen every year.
Mm. Take the crown.
Were you prom king?
No.
Sam. Yeah. Fuck that bitch, though. She... What is she doing now? I guarantee you. Yeah. 31. Oh.
No.
Let me read the item first.
Jersey's upset.
Having wet dreams about the hot guy from the Disney Channel original movie, Luck of the Irish. All right, nice. Let's see. Wow. Who bingoed? All right, we have two prizes.
Ooh.
Save your cards. We have four prizes, so we'll keep playing. Well, no. Okay, you come on stage. We'll give out our first two gifts. Hey. First, the lovely lady up front.
Yes.
You win a wonderful CD and DVD holder. Yay. In class. Yeah, double purpose. You can use that for your entire collection of CD and DVDs. And you win a lovable coin-operated stationary bear.
Yay!
You put coins in the top, and then they stay inside until you choose to take them out.
That's the new technology.
Dump them into a coin star. His name is Phil. Don't rename him. He responds to Phil. Let's keep going.
This is fun. Let's
congrats
do more bingo.
To our winners.
We should play bingo on our show, Tracy.
Yeah, 39.
Let's get all these ideas.
Skate parks.
Skate park.
Honestly, getting like
skate park.
Getting fisted in a skate park is more. That's like, you know, rite of passage. 14.
Yeah, everyone's in there.
You're 14. Yeah, you fall down, fisted. Fourteen. Cracking your voice in the middle of a school assembly. Fuck that one. Fuck that one. If you gotta be on that, shut up. I don't wanna play it. 20. The fact that in the end, teens always are and always will be cooler than everybody in this room.
It's
that's
true.
The reality.
Everyone's like,
more
no,
time. No, no, we don't. I'm one number away.
Your prize, sir, if
that's
you come up, is an amazing container of MSG. They actually sell this at the store. You can put this in your food. You don't even have to order Chinese food. They will just put it right at. Congratulations. I hope that was not insensitive in any way.
But these prizes are terrible.
Anyway, they sell that at the dollar store. You can buy MSG. Just straight up MSG.
Did all of your prizes come from the dollar store?
One more. Balls are going everywhere. let's see. One more. 11.
Aww.
Loitering outside of a 7-Eleven.
Yo, they be loitering.
They be loitering.
They don't got no goddamn jobs. That's the problem with cheering today. I'm gonna goddamn jobs.
24. That one year where everyone's favorite movie was Donnie Darko.
It's too real.
I'm so unique and interesting.
I thought it was so deep.
That was Jake Gyllenhaal, right? No, I don't know. 21. Not knowing whether you're allowed to trick or treat. That is true. I trick or treated until I was like 17.
Did you dress
what?
Up at 17?
I feel like you were a large child.
My last costume. Just to give you a visual, my last costume was Jack Sparrow from Pirates of the Caribbean. So I was like 22, probably.
That's very recent.
I had a moment where I was like, oh shit, I'm like way too old to be out here right now. These pants barely fit.
Say 10. Hey, Al, no. Call the police.
B8.
No! Wow, really?
Good.
Everybody?
We have our last bingo, B8. Getting Axe body spray-induced locker room boners is our last one. And your prize, ooh, we have two winners. Well, guess what? You're just going to have to split it. We'll have to break it in half. Oh, we have three winners. We're going to have to break it in half.
Arm wrestle.
Well, guess what? None of you will want this because it's a rabbit ear digital antenna for your box set television.
You know what? I'm going to let you three fight for this yourself. Or Mary, if you would like to tear it apart, you absolutely can. You know what? You're all winners in our book.
Yay.
Round of applause for all of our winners today. Thank you so much for coming.
Yo, puberty is terrible.
This game was rigged. I just want to go on record as saying that.
Yeah, none of you won.
Wow. I know. What the fuck?
Well, you got the joy of being a part of the first ever Unhappy Hour live show.
Yay.
Give it up for our wonderful guests and contestants, Fran Tirado, Tracy Clayton, Heaven Nagatu. Thank you so much for joining us.
Did
and for
leave
playing
now?
Bad Thing Bingo. You can get the fuck off the stage. Next, we have a very special reading from the Book of Matthew, but first... we have a little PSA for you. Stay tuned.
Hi, I'm newly published author and professional life critic Matt Belisai here with an important message. Are you thinking about bringing your piece of shit baby to the movie theater and then pretending like it's just a hamburger that you smuggled in and not a screaming mass of misery that came out of your vagina? Have you ever thought it was a good idea to take your tiny easy-bake diarrhea machine of an infant into a restaurant instead of staying at home and eating half a dinner over a bathroom sink like every other parent in the world? Are you thinking about parking your stroller up in this bar just so you can knock back a few vodka cranberries while your spawn vomits an entire tub of beefaroni next to my Long Island iced tea? Well, I'm here to tell you, fuck you. Leave your goddamn baby at home. If you gave birth to it, you own it and every trash thing that comes out of it. Remember, until it's grown, leave it at home.
But now we have a reading from the Book of Matthew. This is
next.
But first, oh yeah, let me pour a bingo ball in it.
Yeah, you do.
All right. A reading from the Book of Matthew. I was 6 years old when I last peed my pants. I say this not to brag, although making it over 20 years without pissing your pants is an accomplishment. But I say this to bear my shame. I was at my best friend Kenny's house after school, drinking juice boxes and waging war with toy soldiers. Six-year-old stuff. And as our battle wore on, my body slowly devolved into the cross-legged dance of the six-year-old in distress, writhing to console the mounting pressure of my bladder. As my soldiers fell in the heat of battle, I crept painfully closer to my limit. I was dressed in my finest outfit for a school assembly earlier that day, some hideous combination of red, black, and white that my mother thought was stylish in 1996. In retrospect, that outfit probably deserved to be pissed on. You can't put a budding homosexual in an ill-conceived pattern and expect him not to urinate all over it. Regardless, there I was, standing in front of the toilet. I'd managed at least to make it to the bathroom. And I was furiously struggling with the buttons of my fancy six-year-old pants. And yes, my mother chose not only a hideous pattern, but dress pants with buttons instead of a zipper. Yet another choice that begged for this very outcome. I'd held my composure for as long as I could. My hands helplessly fumbling at the buttons, I finally succumbed to sweet relief, soaking the plush rug beneath my feet, along with my socks, underwear, and those wretched pants still buckled around my waist. Some days, when I'm standing in front of a toilet, I can still feel that rug beneath my feet. A moist phantom of my earliest humiliation. I spent the next 20 minutes silently brooding in that bathroom. They were black pants after all. Maybe I could get away with acting like this hadn't happened. All I needed to do was spend the next 2 or 3 hours in damp agony, and as long as nobody looked too closely or inhaled too deeply, I could escape undetected. But I spent too long plotting this all out, and Kenny's mom knocked on the door. Is everything all right in there? A question that someone only asks when everything is not all right in there. I confess to the accident, and I open the door and surrender.
And I thought for a moment, maybe she'd stick my nose in it like my mom used to stick our dog's nose in his pee when he pissed where he wasn't supposed to.
What?
She did, that's what you do. But she took the carpet from beneath me and handed me a pair of Kenny's old shorts to wear for the rest of our playdate, my very own scarlet letter, so that all could bear witness to my shame. That evening, I left Kenny's house in those same shorts, carrying my own clothes in a plastic bag with my head held high, just as Hester walked with her letter before me. I couldn't help but think that I somehow deserved what happened, because earlier that day, my schoolmates and I were eating lunch in our classroom. The gymnasium we'd normally eat in was closed for the assembly, so we were eating at our desks instead, which felt intoxicating, like we were doing something forbidden. So everybody was already hopped up on assembly energy, but now we were especially animated, fidgeting in our seats, screaming across the room, tossing bits of foods when the teacher turned her back. Austin was the boy who sat behind me, a huge lug of a kid, nearly twice as tall as the rest of us and almost twice as thick. If this were a fairy tale, Austin would be the ogre child we'd all run from when he emerged from his swamp. And I'd feel bad about that comparison, but Austin was kind of an asshole. He was one of those boys who was friendly only until someone better came along, so I treated him with similar respect. We were drinking from our cartons of milk, those tiny paper boxes that are nearly impossible to open, made of that kind of thin cardboard that gets immediately soggy after the first few sips. Austin was halfway through a long sip when I turned around, made a funny face at him. That was my repertoire of humor in the first grade, not very extensive. It was gurgling noises, knock-knock jokes, and funny faces.
Can you give us an example?
That was my example. And he choked back a mouthful of spittle and milk with a furious scowl. "Don't!" he screamed with genuine anger. "These are my nice pants. I can't ruin them." This made me laugh even harder. So each time he'd pick up his carton, I'd turn around with my fingers halfway up my nose, my cheeks puffed out, my eyes crossed, and Austin would cry back, "Stop! If I get milk on my pants, my mom's gonna kill me." It went on like this for 10 minutes back and forth, attracting a small audience around us, eagerly waiting to see if Austin would ever finish his milk. Until finally, I waited for him to take the largest possible gulp. I turned around at just the right moment with just the right combination of fingers stuffed into the right combination of face holes. And Austin lurched forward for a moment to try to stop himself from reacting, and then, all at once, a violent stream of milk exploded from his nose, all down his sweater, and pooled momentarily in his pants before seeping into the fabric. The audience around us erupted in screams of laughter, and Austin's own outburst turned from a milky chortle to anguish as he stomped away from us, wailing in protest. There's a few lessons to draw here. The first of which, of course, is that children are terrible human beings, and I was certainly no exception. Though in my defense, Austin grew up to be an even bigger dick, and once said, "I'm fat, but at least I'm not fat and gay like Matt Bellassai." So yeah, I don't regret ruining his dumb pants. And if I could, I'd go back, do it all again, and then smash his stupid face into that puddle of snotty lap milk before it seeped onto his tiny ogre dick. Most significantly though, this was the first time I realized that comedy could be weaponized. I might not have been the fastest or the strongest, but I can spin a joke or pull a face and bring an oafish menace like Austin to his knees. And yes, perhaps I'd have to make myself look like a fool for the sake of a laugh, but at least it was my laugh in the end. Even if I ended the day in a pair of someone else's shorts, carrying my soiled pants and underwear in a plastic baggie. Thank you. Everything is awful! That was like the first few pages. So you should buy the rest.
Oh my God, I'm buying so many copies. You can buy copies after this and he'll sign them.
Yeah, I'll sign your copies. Jesus Christ.
It's fine, we just paid for that. It's fine. Don't worry about
it. Just buy a book. We are almost at the end of the show. It is now time for our chasers. Chasers.
Next.
First. Yeah. Do we have chaser music? Chasers, for people who don't know, are the good thing at the end of the week that makes us feel good about all the bad stuff. Barry, do you have a chaser?
I do have a chaser.
What's your chaser?
Matt, it's you. It's been so fun making this podcast with you so far.
It has.
And we're going to have a lot of fun from here on out. We made this live show happen.
Yeah.
And you wrote a fucking book.
I wrote a fucking book.
You wrote a book. So that, and also shout out to my dad, because guys, he stayed home from work today. I mean, he worked from home, but he stayed at home so that he wouldn't have to deal with traffic to make sure that he could watch this live stream.
So, shout out to Leon.
Shout out to Leon. Going to his live show. Very excited about it.
Yeah.
His next show, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he is. Matt, what's your chaser this week?
My chaser, my good thing that makes all the bad thing worth it is all the bad thing. Is all of you. I know that sounds so cliche coming out of this fucking face. You're like, you've never said a genuine thing in your life. No, I so appreciate everybody who follows me and supports me and has bought my book and listens to this podcast and watches my videos and goes to my friend shows and supports everybody. It makes it worth it. It makes it lovely. And I'm so happy that I get to do shit like this. And I'll probably die from liver failure soon, but before then, it will be worth it. So thank you. Cheers to all of you. And that is it!
That's our show!
For our live show! And that's our show. Thank you for listening to this live edition of Unhappy Hour. You can head to Apple Podcasts or wherever else you get this show. Hit subscribe, then rate us, review us, but only if it's nice. You can also find us on Spotify, Stitcher, all the places where podcasts are. Unhappy Hour is a production of Pineapple Street Media. It's produced by Barry Finkel, Jenna Weiss-Berman, Josh Gwynn, and me, Matt Belisai. Special thanks to Max Linsky, Jess Hackle, Heaven Nagatu, Tracy Clayton, and Fran Torado, and this week's sponsor, Wink. Music by Hansdale Sue, live accompaniment by Julian Villard. You can find me on all the social medias at Matt Belisai. You can buy my book, it's out now, Everything is Awful and Other Observations, at everythingisawfulbook.com or at your local bookstore. You can come see me live on tour. Plus, we're going to take a little break on this podcast, but keep an eye out because you might see some little surprises from me on this feed before the next season of Unhappy Hour. But don't be annoying and ask when and what it'll be. It'll ruin the surprise. And that's it. That's everything. Thank you for listening. See you whenever. Bye-bye.